AM, please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Gold.
Here.
Boyd.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from the January 8th Common Council meeting. Were there any changes or amendments that needed to happen? Hearing none. Can I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimously passed or approved. Next up is the application for tax abatement for Burnham Kerr, Columbia City LLC. We'll go ahead and, gentlemen, would you like to, in whatever order, speak about it?
I want to make sure everyone has copies of our hands. I can take just a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. I risk sounding like a broken record since we had an event just outside a few minutes ago to introduce Kerr Real Estate. I wanted to briefly just ask Jeff Kerr to talk about the project again, see what kind of questions council may have about the proposed project, and introduce Lauren Kravick from Region 3A, talk about the mechanics of the abatement request, see if there are any questions about the specific abatement. But very pleased to be with you today on behalf of Kerr Real Estate, a Michigan-based developer with more than 100 years of combined experience working in a number of different facets of real estate development, and very pleased to support their efforts working with so many folks here in the city to see the reuse and redevelopment of the former Scott's Food and Pharmacy at 496 West Plaza Drive. Don't want to belabor the point, but I guess I want to introduce Jeff to say a few words about the project and then Lauren to answer any questions about the abatement.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, members of the council and mayor. Alan and others were kind enough to organize a pre-event, so at the risk of putting you all to sleep, we're delighted to have an opportunity to be a part of your community. Our plans are to redevelop what's commonly known as the former vacant Scott store. We think it's an important identity feature for your community. We're fortunate enough where we have one of our key retailers, a company by the name of Dunham Sports, who is committed, subject to us delivering and gaining the support we need, to building a major store which would occupy almost 70% of the space. The vacant space is about 50,000 feet. We think visually it'll be attractive. We know they're a dynamic retailer, and we think their merchandising category is important for the community as a whole. Our investment, as well as Dunham's, and then on a fully completed project, as Alan and the mayor and others and Lauren, you know, have shared details with you, will approach $4.5 million. The contribution to the local base in terms of jobs is meaningful. So we appreciate your consideration. I'm delighted to answer any questions you might have.
Questions for Jeff? Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Lauren Kravig, Director of Region 3A, Kendallville. We cover the six-county region, and happy to join Jeff and Alan this evening and to meet all of you for this first tax abatement that I've helped to process for the city of Columbia City. I've worked on a number so far for Whitley County. That's what we do as an agency. We do cover a six-county region. We work especially closely with Whitley and Noble, our home county, to help process tax abatements. Jeff and Alan have come to us to help process this one for you. A lot of the facts and figures have already been mentioned and are known to you. Of particular note on the state benefits form that will go to the county auditor pending your approval are some facts and figures. Notably, at build out, Jeff is projecting up to 60 employees, and that's between Dunham's, the in-the-hand tenant right now, and then the tenants as he builds out the project. And for purposes of real property assessment, roughly a $1.5 million investment between his work and tenant finishes. So happy to entertain any questions you may have.
How much of that work is of the $1.5 million or the total $4.6 million? Is that all real estate, personal property, combination of both?
The $1.5 million is strictly improvements to the building.
Okay.
Both the developer and the tenants, Dunham, and then tenants to follow on. The $4.5 million figure represents acquisition costs and furnishings, fixtures, and equipment, things that wouldn't necessarily get picked up on a real property assessment. And asking this evening for, again, with the mayor's input, a 10-year graduated abatement. That is 10 years according to the standard state scale. You're aware, of course, that state legislature threw it wide open last year. We're talking about 10-year standard graduated scale is the request at this point.
And that's 10 years on the improvements, not the whole
property. On the improvements, yes.
Other questions for Lauren?
I do have a question, Lauren. On your applique, the statement of benefits, where the resolution number is that just an error?
Where?
On the front page of the statement of benefits, section 2.
It says 2001.
Oh, resolution number.
Should that be whatever we passed tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could pen and ink that one.
I wondered if this one was used and then had the same thing.
Now, 2012, I could explain that one away.
Yeah,
2009,
I don't know.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you.
Alan, any last words?
No, I don't have any other questions or comments I can help with, but appreciate the council's consideration.
Well, one of the things, when I was looking through here, we got two different point systems that we're looking at for tax abatements. And I've got one here is for the economic revitalization area, building construction expansion tax abatement. And I got one also from an abatement, just a regular called abatement point system. Which one are we supposed to be going by?
Actually, what I did was I just copied that whole packet.
Because I come up with different numbers for the allotted number of years for the points that that I've added up. And so the one that I came up with allows for a six-year abatement, and then the other one, I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to add some because some of the information is not available. And the other thing is when an abatement comes to us, I know I'm getting a little old, but it's very difficult to read. It's a lot of it was handwritten.
He really wasn't. he ended up emailing or faxing. It was faxing, which you couldn't go through their original application, which I still need to collect the $25 for yet. But yeah, it was just all handwritten and it was hard to read. So.
Some of those numbers was difficult to interpret.
I understand that.
It was just.
I
trust me, I'm not against what was going on here. I'm just trying to make sure we're following the guidelines that we've been given to make sure this happens in the proper order. Is all trying to make sure that we're doing.
And I just as a little bit of background information, Jeff Walker and I had started meeting on this project. I don't remember. How long ago was it, Alan?
Last summer?
Probably with Jeff Kerr and Alan started working on this project. And obviously, as I said in our event earlier, you know, this is something we all had saw or heard from individuals in our community that this is an important project for that area. And I think the potential for it, not only the investment dollars that Kerr will be putting into the building, but I think the investment dollars in regards to the additional space that can be used there, and the fact that the jobs, obviously bringing in the payroll that is listed there on the statement of benefits, I think those are all really on the direct project impact. I think those are obviously big deals. Negating what you're saying. I mean, I'm just trying to give some more background.
I'm not against this.
I understand.
Make sure we're doing it correctly. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, this is a little difficult to interpret.
I think we just redid it both ways, and I can come up with 10 years.
So did we.
So, presuming the employment reaches where it does and the investment is where it is.
And if I remember correctly, the point system, and Rosie, this is probably more a you question, but the point system was put in place as a way in which we can kind of judge tax abatements going through because they don't come at us all the time, so we don't really have much of a comparison.
So, I was also looking at, what happens, let's say, I know we talked about this before a few years ago when we actually finally had an abatement come through. But what happens is, let's say somebody pulls out, are we protected in that way as well?
When they come back and have it renewed every year, you know, how would you prove it? Then all you have to do is deny it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think what he's asking maybe is, like, they're here a few years and then they decide to pack up and leave.
Is there any clawback, I guess, is what we're...
Yeah.
Right. I thought we talked about that before.
Well,
this has been a couple, 3 years ago. So that way we do have an opportunity to recoup some of that money that, you know, we had put in the abatement.
I guess I don't know, Rosie, what maybe you have thoughts on that. I guess what I would say, personally, this is my feeling, is that, you know... Kerr or whoever would buy that property would be putting a lot of that money coming from, well, basically the savings of not paying those taxes or that abatement, putting that money into the building for improvements up front. So I guess my kind of thought is that if those dollars are abated, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but if those dollars are abated, I mean, the improvements to the property will have already taken place. So we're going to be left with a building that would be in better shape than it was when it started anyway.
So it has a higher assessment value. And
right. So even if you approve the abatement schedule for 10 years and we get 3 years down the road and something happens and the development is no longer there, then we've only had 3 years worth of loss there, if you will, but we have an improved property.
But the only thing we're losing on is the...
Is the improvement.
So we're still going to have the tax dollars from...
from the regular.
From what it was assessed.
What it was,
And you're only losing the first year. It's the only year that there's no value at all.
That you're losing 100% of that improvement. Because then it goes down from there.
As I scored this, it came up to 10 years in both... both these point systems here. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't even factor in the utility usage that we'll pick up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any idea what that would be, Larry, Mike?
Well, the electric usage, do we have any idea as to what the electric usage of that building, the improvement, you know?
Well, and the gentleman has been calling me to, so I could give him the information on how we figure their utilities, but I haven't had a chance to call him back.
Okay. But I think that's a great point, Ben. That's something we often overlook, and as we continue to look for, you know, ways to spread out our base of ratepayers for our utilities, this is just another way to improve that.
Because I don't think we're, by giving them an abatement, we're not losing anything, because we still have the assessment on the property as it exists.
Other comments or questions?
Now, is this, you said out in the hall, this is a question for Jeff, that you were planning on starting construction in March? Is that what I understood, or?
In a perfect world, that would be wonderful. We would hope to close early in March, and we'll be stage ready to commence construction immediately.
Okay.
And kind of in line with the discussions without interrupting, the $1.5 million does not include the acquisition price. And really, most of the improvements going in, we've got a very old building, roof, mechanical, air conditioning, electrical services. We'll put a new facade on it. So, keeping what the mayor had said, not that I can be objective about this request, but the physical improvements that are going to be made have benefits well beyond the 10-year window when you look at the kind of vanishing abatement as it works.
So then the tenant would actually be in?
The tenant would like to be open as soon as possible. We think, May is an optimistic delivery.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Okay.
If things really go well. And it starts tonight.
There was one date in here that said 14, and it, out there I took it to mean you were...
We hope to have the project fully absorbed, the completed project that would be more than just dumps.
Okay.
Space and any residual development might do. We would hope to have a project completed by 2014.
Is this going to be like a mall type thing, or is it all outside entrances to whatever you put in there?
Outside entrances.
Okay.
So there is the potential for the whatever the other location is to have a higher wage base?
There is. And in our estimates of volumes or how we get there. We know Dunham's has shared their data with us and their estimates, and then we use industry data and our own experience with the balance of the space. Ironically, a smaller store or restaurant, we employ more individuals than a larger big box retailer.
So has Dunham's put a store like this in a community of our size before? I've seen them in Wabash and Warsaw, and
they have. One of the reasons they're so excited about Columbia City is they've done very well in smaller markets. So communities like Coldwater, Auburn, Indiana, Manistee, Michigan, South Haven. They do very well in what is characteristically a rural environment. So they like to be the dominant player in that category.
On their website, I think it showed 11 or 12 stores in Indiana.
Okay.
There is a new Dunham's coming in Fort Wayne, I believe, also.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely trying to capture market share.
So they sell just... like sporting goods stuff, or is it hunting, fishing stuff too? Or
they have a big hunting fishing department. They do, I know they're sensitive subject to bring up, but they do well in firearms sales.
That doesn't offend me.
Hunting, fishing, firearms. In terms of categories, their arrow depth is getting broader. So, pretty traditional sporting goods store with broader selection.
Thank you.
How long has this building been empty?
I was thinking 6 years.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I knew it was upwards at least four. So, yeah. It's, yeah. 6 years.
Can I do more?
Yeah.
You need a motion?
I think I'd like a motion on the amount of years that the council would be interested in granting the abatement.
Make a motion. We grant the Kerr Real Estate Group a 10-year abatement on the Scotts Building.
I second it.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? Now remember, we will do the resolution right after this. So
yes.
Stay tuned. Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Could I have a motion to read resolution number 2013-03 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Nicole, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read resolution number 2013-03 by title only.
Resolution number 2013-3, resolution approving the deduction of assessed valuations for certain real property improvements located within an economic development target area within the city of Columbus City.
Okay, so basically this is just saying that you're going to basically do the abatement schedule for the property improvements. Is there anything special that needs to be said about the resolution? I mean, it's basically just, concurring with what we voted on, but...
And I've included the 10 years.
Okay. In the second to last, be it further?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any questions or discussions about the resolution? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
Make a motion that we approve resolution number 2013-03 as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motioned by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Resolution 2013-03 has been passed.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Yeah. Rosie said she put it in. Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Lauren, Alan, thank you both. Okay. Next up on the agenda is Ordinance 2013-1. Are we going...
I'm asking that to be tabled, please.
Okay. 2013-1 will be tabled again. I think we did it last time. Okay. Okay. We'll go I'm getting there. I'm sorry.
What was 2013-1?
Sorry, that was a sewer.
Okay, that was one I had prepared, but Mike hadn't had a chance to look at it, so then, and he was gone last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he and I have met, I think the changes were made, and I just didn't have time for this meeting. So just tell you, that's what's going on.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we're going to go to 2013-2. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2013-2 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-2, an ordinance amending Chapter 71, parking regulations, and amending Chapter 75, traffic schedules, both of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, do you want to refresh our memories on what this is for?
Yes. Marcia. This is the four angled spaces on the east side of Lion Street, south of Market, for the municipal employees that I did not realize that you wanted them under the same governing rules as the regular municipal parking areas. And so now those are going to be governed by the same time frames and other rules and regulations for the municipal parking lots. and then the northern three under parking spaces, that's the same.
Okay. Are there any questions? Or I mean, I know this is the second reading, so we've been through this once already, but do you have any additional questions or comments, discussions? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
Make a motion we approve ordinance 2013-2 on second reading.
Second. Okay. Motion by Ben. I'm going to give the second to Jackie because she's closer. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Very good, everybody. We will then go to department head reports, and I will start with Kelly again.
Just an update on the South Blind Street stormwater project. Widens doing that project. They're across Lyon Street. They have two manholes set and structures across the road three times. And they're at Diamond Avenue. It's where you go west, not on the north side of Diamond Avenue. That's all I have in that project. I'm sure you have a little bit about it. The electric department, we helped them with the tree removal. We finished that up last week. Trucks that were helping haul logs away in the EMS downtown area. We still have a little bit more to do at the EMS this week. We had a customer to move. Had a couple guys working on sign replacement in sections 1H. I had a new sign up for the 4-H grounds this week, last week, I guess it was.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Tom?
They're doing our fit testing for our firefighters. Their face pieces that they wear annually, we have to have those resized and fitted to make sure that they're still wearing the same size. That vary by age and facial feature change. And some of those of us have been challenged weight-wise as your weight changes. We are also hosting hazmat class awareness and operations that our department starts at the end of this month and goes into February. I've got four guys that are signed up for the vehicle machinery operations and technicians. That goes all the way through March. I got one guy signed up for instructor 2-3, which is an advanced instructor course. There's only a handful of instructor 2-3s in the state. I think I got one of my guys who should be interested in doing that. Before long, you'll have to go to a national to get a instructor 2-3. I think the state will put it for us. Next up.
Questions for Tom. Thank you, Tom. Mark.
We are still selling our father and mother dance at the park. We are selling 500 this year, and right now we're right around 100 left. The dance is February 8th, so the tickets, I'm pretty sure, will sell out. It should go pretty quick. Yeah. The girls get busy with that, and for that, getting decorations. The 4-H fair this year, 4-H grounds this year, so it's a little bit different for us. So, I'm going to work for that. Baseball and softball registration starts February 1st, Friday. I'm sure that it's just going to be chaos, you know, starting off in February. That's good. School meetings have been going ongoing. The subcommittees of our aquatic task force have been meeting on their own. I have a finance meeting tomorrow morning at 7:30. Still worried more about that. I was at State Ag Fair last week and talked to some engineers. Worrying more about indoor pools and expensive those. Working on our bathroom in the civilian. We expect to have that completed by hopefully mid-April. So there's still some time left. That's going to be put in the project for us. And we're also to the point where I think we're going to start looking at getting the bathrooms started at the back of the park, also for back by the pond. It's part of the project for the trail, the bridge. So hopefully we'll do that by summer.
Good. Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Jeff?
To carry on the theme of the Blue River Trail extension, the bridge part of it, Hamilton Hunter Builders has finished up the hand railing. I'm sure you've seen the pictures on various social media and what have you. Mark and I have some concerns with the safety along the embankment leading up to the rail, to the bridge itself. So we'll be looking at that next week or two and try to come up with a safer way of accessing the bridge. And we do have money and the budget for that, so I think that we're ready to go pending the board approval. Obviously, we'll take that approach. Brad Smith, the GIS coordinator, and Sean Leckie have been looking at the best direction to go with the GIS program as far as the data acquisition out in the field and how to get that onto our maps. They took a trip out to Northeastern RDMC recently. We're very impressed with the program that they have, but it's also top of the line and it's very expensive to incorporate. So I made another trip over to Kosciuszko County today to look at Kosciuszko County RNC. They've got a couple of additional locations that they want to check. What I'm finding is that GIS people, Dan probably already knows this, but GIS people are really collaborating. They go out of their way to help others through their program. And I think that that's really neat. Kudos to that group. What they're finding is a lot of people willing and wanting to help make our system the best it can be. So that's what I like, and getting a lot of good ideas. We're finding that there's a lot of different software out there available. So we're going to have to narrow that down before we decide on a direction. Obviously, Dan's input is critical to that as well. So doing that, I meet tomorrow in Fort Wayne at the NDOT office. The new requirement of those folks is that if we've got a pending project, which 205 project is, shortly after our quarterly report is submitted for the previous quarter, the consultant and I are supposed to go over and sit down for a quick little chat with them. So I'll be doing that tomorrow. Just an update on that project. The owner has accepted the offer to purchase, which will clear us through the 6F mitigation process. And I know that the last year you have really gotten tired of hearing me report. It's been a very slow, arduous process. As soon as that comes in, the categorical exclusion document can be finalized and submitted to NDOT. We're looking at the next couple of weeks for that. They'll provide feedback to us, and then we're anticipating sometime in March to have a public hearing for that project. And it's not been a secret during the project, but because of the requirements of the Federal Highway Administration, we've not been able to meet with the public and explain the depth and breadth of the project until all these items are in place ahead of time. So anticipate March sometime, and we're looking at hopefully the library to host that. Last thing I want to report on tonight is the Southwest Storm Project. GAI has finished up the PDF of survey information, and I'll be forwarding that to you later this week. I'll have Mike Deere look at the water infrastructure that GAI has captured, and Kelly combined the storm to make sure that what they picked up off the survey is accurate. Sometimes there's some discrepancies, possibilities. And we're looking at a probable preliminary design wrapping up for us.
Great.
That's it.
Questions for Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Larry?
We've finally got all our trees cut, and
want to thank Kelly for hauling the logs to the Old Riviera Cruiser building. The gentleman there was gracious enough to take all the wood we had so that we were able to clean up our place at the maintenance facility. We had three calls at South Willie. Two were after hours. One was during working hours. And then the next day we went down to do one of our normal work days. Had several items that needed tended to. We replaced insulators and installed some bird swings. Done our normal locates, disconnects, and reads.
Hey, Larry.
Pardon?
You said that during the Board of Works meeting. Can you tell me what bird swings are?
It's something next to a squirrel slide.
Okay.
Well, we can't get the squirrels to use the slide so they can keep tripping our tracks.
Okay.
No, it is the piece of wire that is shaped kind of like a swing that we hook onto our overhead lines, and then we physically connect the lines with the transformer. So if we have a spot that burns, it don't burn the line into it, burns the bird swing into it.
Okay.
Hopefully that explains.
I am a little closer to understanding what you're talking about now.
We installed a 30-foot pole on 700 North. Random wire, thanks for a new home that's being constructed there. And we also hooked up a new service on South Willie Street and replaced a transformer at Big Lake on Union Street.
Okay. Questions for Larry? Outside of what is a squirrel? Slide. Yeah. Okay, Tim.
This past Saturday, the Board of Works was gracious enough to come in on Saturday afternoon. We did interviews for our final three applicants for our new police officer position. And this is to fill a vacancy that we currently have in our police department. And all three of those applicants did very well. I was very pleased with the way that process went. Last night I contacted all three of them and I made a conditional offer of employment to one of those gentlemen. He still has some testing to get through through PERF. And so we won't be official until he gets through the PERF testing as far as actually being hired by the city. But hopefully we get through that process fairly soon. This week I've met with the trainers individually and we've penciled in training dates for 2013. Hope to have the whole training schedule posted in the next couple weeks. Along with applicants, we had numerous applicants that applied for our reserve program as well. So I will sit down with the command staff and we will talk about applicants that would be a good fit for our reserve program. I'd like to get those guys up and running and get training going by March.
Hey, Tim, can you take a second to talk about what reserves do and why they're important to the department?
Sure. Reserves are volunteers that go through training. And those reserves help us in actually a lot of ways. One of the major ways they help us is with events downtown. And it could be anything from Old Settlers, Mayor's Ride, GA Car Show. They provide security, uniform presence downtown. They also come in and help with road patrols. And after they get through the FTO process, they're allowed to go out on their own or with other full-time officers to assist. So they're really good to have around, and it's a good way for them to kind of get their foot in the door. And if they're interested in applying for a full-time position, either in this department or somewhere else, it's a good opportunity for them to get their foot in the door and receive some training.
Thank you.
And then next week, I'm having a meeting with some people from different aspects, so either law enforcement or community corrections, possibly starting a crisis intervention team. We're going to have a meeting with Guy Davis from Fort Wayne PD to kind of explain to us what they do there in Allen County and how that maybe can apply here in Columbia City and Woodley County. And the captain and I have some meetings set up next week to make a few policy changes. That's it.
Questions for Tim.
Have you changed your patrol methods? I've seen cars set in different places that normally don't see just cars set.
Sure.
Outside of banks, but.
Yeah, we have specifically ramped up bank patrol and patrols at the schools, so you may see squad cars routinely around banks at all times during the day, specifically in the mornings and afternoons. Officers have also, this kind of correlates with their goals that they have for 2013, their performance goals, is they are picking spots in town where there's a stoplight or a stop sign that we may have trouble with. They're proactively sitting at those locations trying to make a difference at those stoplights and stop signs and intersections and things like that.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just had seen them places. I didn't know if there had been problems or if that they were just, they were in the same spot several days in a row. So.
Other questions for Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mike?
We started hooking up the anodes for the corrosion protection on the 12-inch line to Eagle Glen. We've got 10 of them in so far. And then we put in a new meter setting for a new house on Cross Creek Way out in Eagle Glen. Continue to make some of our fire hydrant checks for the winter. Took some of our water samples, regular monthly water samples last week. And then I sent out some requests for qualifications to some engineers. Hope to have all that stuff back by the 1st of February. And also sending out some quotes for material for four of our main projects this year. I want to have all that done before 1st of February because prices are supposed to go up by then. And that's basically about it. So.
Appreciate the fact that Mike is trying to think outward, trying to think ahead so that, you know, getting material in bulk rather than maybe piecemealing it, save a couple bucks here and a couple bucks there. So good job with that. Okay, questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Terry?
Installed six new computers in the last week on our three-year rotation plan, and we finalized the contract with Office Concepts to do a managed print services throughout the city for all of our printers and copiers, and we hope some of that equipment will start showing up in the next 10 days so we can get it installed and set up. Deb King's last official day is Saturday. She's retiring from dispatch, and our new employee, Cassie Reif,
right.
will start Monday. I got to practice that last name. So we're sad to see Deb go, but glad that she's able to retire and enjoy the rest of her life. And we'll be introducing a new employee, and I think she's going to be good.
Yep. Questions of Terry? I will say that managed print service is something new to us, and supposed to be a pretty good cost savings for the city. And so it's just another way that we're looking internally to try to save dollars. So thanks for your work on that, Terry. Terry did a lot of very labor-intensive work in regards to getting the quotes and figuring out the page counts and all that kind of stuff. So and Rosie did a great job in helping out with that, too. So both of you, thanks. Mike?
I had two guys last week attend training in Fort Wayne on bumps. That was provided by one of our reps. I've got two guys that are attending the chemical handling training tomorrow over at the Boise Center. And I just got a text, so that leaves me that it'll be myself and one other employee out at the plant tomorrow. I've got one that is sick today and still going to be very sick, and then I've got another one that took off for Arkansas to see his new grandbaby. So hopefully nothing happens tomorrow. We've also been working on out at Tecoessi some quotes to have a generator installed on site out there like we have at along with Morrison Park. If the power goes out, the generator automatically takes over and provides power to the station. It starts every Monday at 8 a.m. on its own, runs for a half hour, and shuts down, just exercises itself. We've had a couple issues out there since it's on AEP power that they're not real responsive on getting electricity back on for us right away.
Can't we just run a line from our lines clear out there, Larry?
Yeah, wish we could.
You stand there at the station, you look across the highway, and RMC's right there, but they can't help you.
Territory.
The last instance, I had to have Kelly come out there with a jet machine and pull water out of the well so to avoid the chance of backing up into the school and possibly shut the school down for that day.
Kowesi's on AEP? Kowesi's on AEP?
Yes.
Didn't RMC right across the street?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
That's the end of the AEP line. I had Mike Smith work for us, and he was on the line right down there, and he said they were always the last one to be turned off.
That's the last time that when I tried to call Fort Wayne, I ended up being sent to, my call went to West Virginia, and I forget where the other one, but it was a real southern draw, the lady that I spoke with, and neither one of them could really help me much. So, we're investigating a generator set out at that. Can we get some prices? I'll bring those back to the board. I've been reviewing our confined space equipment procedures, looking at the dates on our equipment to see if any of that is stuff for replacement or needs replaced. Put together a plan. Yeah. Application for the splash pad. It has its own NPDES permit, just like our client. It's an industrial permit instead of a municipal. Renewable every 5 years, so I put that together and I'll be sending that out. That current permit expired in September of this year. I've also been working on the TSO operational plan, which is due in July.
Questions of Mike?
So when you talk about putting a generator out there, is that something the city will pay for, or is that something the school corporation pays for?
City pays for it because that's our station.
Okay.
The station belongs to us. It would come out, of my department.
Okay.
Or Tom's budget. One of the two.
Where's Stormwater?
I think Tom just volunteered. Didn't I see this? Yeah.
No. All $10 won't cover it.
Well, a generator creates electricity, so it could come out of the electric department.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
I have one either.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. I want to introduce Morgan Wilcoxon. She is from our Youth Council, Columbia City Youth Council. And Morgan, if you want to tell them, just like you did in Board of Works, a little bit about yourself, as well as maybe what the Youth Council did at the last meeting. And I will say, when I don't remember which school we were at, but at one of the schools we were at, Morgan got a bit of a secret admirer. I don't know if it's secret, but an admirer with her hair, and I maybe even something else. But
yeah.
But they did a great job, and I really didn't have to do much at all, so it was kind of nice. Did a really good job. So thanks for being here, Marcia. Yeah, no. Okay. Rosie?
Just finishing up your end stuff. Hopefully tomorrow I'll get the department into budget, but the understanding it's not finalized, so it'll change. Others have been something to work off of.
We're lowering it, the budget. Not really.
I think it'll go down.
I think we'll be about where we're at, but we'll see.
That's all.
Okay. Jackie?
Nothing.
A couple of things. Trash committee is meeting tomorrow morning. We hope to have something put together to bring in front of Board of Works, hopefully at the next meeting, but we'll see. The parking committee also meets tomorrow at the noon hour, I think, or lunchtime-ish. And going to talk about some downtown parking, which is always a fun topic. And then I should also say, and I did not mention this in the Board of Works meeting, but Mark and I and Matt Hayden and Bill are participating in Whitley Weighs In. So you will hopefully, over the time period, see us start to slim down. And if not, I think it's Mark's fault. So, besides that, I think things are going really well in the city. Obviously, tonight's announcement was a big deal. I appreciate your support of the abatement. And I think we'll see a lot more than just Dunham's come out of this project. So, really excited to get that thing underway. So that's all I have. Dan?
I don't know.
Ben?
This isn't a complaint, but...
Okay.
In the future, if you have something like that that we're supposed to score ahead of time, mm-hmm. if you could just put a memo in there.
Yeah.
That we need to come to the meeting with a score.
I did on the agenda. It says they need to decide the number based off the points.
So
I just kind of figured you'd...
That was the first one we've done, so...
I know, it is the first one, and it was... I understand it was very complicated, so hopefully... Mm-hmm. And that...
Or if there's information that answers some of those questions...
Yeah.
Provide that as well. Because some of those, we weren't sure whether they were getting other assistance...
I have no idea
either. Well, right, I'm just saying if there's a way to get that information to us.
Well, I think that could that's easily something that Jeff Walker and I probably could give to you. That's fine. Yeah.
So that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Nicole?
Nothing.
William?
When will we know what our tax rate's gonna be?
We get approval, we haven't got it yet. It's still working. We haven't got anything back from the DLGF yet. Probably going to be another 2 weeks.
Are we still somewhat hopeful that it's going to go down? Or?
I'd be surprised.
Really?
But I don't know. You know, I don't know what our assessed valuation is for sure. And, you know, if it went up quite a bit, well.
Yeah.
Go down.
I mean, the interesting thing is, as we know, we're on an 18-month lag, is what we're basically on, from the time that the property tax dollars goes to the state to the time that we get it back. So we're still running basically 18 months behind versus the economy. So the economy may be starting to get better, and, I mean, we're still 18 months behind where we're at today, if that makes sense. So,
well, the only reason I ask is I thought earlier on in the budget process that there was some discussion that, mm-hmm. that our tax rate might come in a little bit lower than.
Yeah, well, and I don't know where we're at, but you know, that's what the initial reports look like. That, so I don't know. I mean, DLGF has some funky calculations, so we'll kind of wait and see how that comes out. So,
hopeful.
Good question. Okay. No audience, so questions from the press? Nope. Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.